kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon si Dr. Yvette Bare, siyang Infection Prevention and Control Unit Chair ng Southern Philippines Medical Center, isang infectious disease expert na nakabase sa Davao. Maayong buntag sa inyo, Dr. Bares.
Maayong buntag, San.
Salamat kayo sa panahon ninyo.
Okay.
Dr. Bares, kamusta po dyan sa Davao? Madalas po narinig natin kung ano mga nangyayari sa Pilipinas. Kamusta naman po ang pagharap ng lungsod ng Davao dyan sa kasalukuyang krisis sa COVID-19?
Because this is a new kind of virus, and nobody is prepared like in any other countries or any cities. So we're trying to do what we can do in this time of pandemic. It's difficult because, as I've said, in a government hospital, there are so many red tape, but we're trying to cope up with what we have with the Ani hospital. In SPMC, it was declared by our mayor, si Mayor Sara Duterte, as the COVID hospital of Davao City. So all patients that are suspected na may COVID or positive na sa COVID is being admitted or assessed here sa amin sa SPMC. So our hands is full with just this. Aside from the patients na non-COVID, kasi this is a government hospital, majority of the patients, especially the marginalized or the poor people, comes to our hospital. So dalawa yung burden na napunta sa amin, yung non-COVID at saka ngayon yung COVID patients na suspect.
So yung mga COVID patients po ninyo or yung mga persons under investigation, sila po ba ay nasa ibang lugar?
We have the main building as the COVID ward because our hospital has many buildings already, separate buildings. So nilipat na namin yung mga non-COVID sa other buildings like other patients, nilagay na namin sa ortho building. It's a new building na supposedly for ortho cases only, but because we have to remove other patients dito sa main building, so doon namin sila pinagnalagay ngayon. And that is one of our problems kasi pag merong nagpa-admit na hindi naman non-COVID, maubusan din kami ng room.
So kamusta po ang capacity sa ngayon?
So far, nag-admitting, nandun sa telecon, medyo na, we are fast-tracking na ma-discharge na yung mga negatives kasi because our hospital was approved to be one of the sub-national level na laboratory, we're able to perform na nung PCR test for diagnostics for this COVID. Okay? So mas mabilis na yung aming turnaround time because we are able to get the results about 48 hours. Unlike before, now we have to send it to Manila, sa RITM. It will take 1 week to 2 weeks before we can get the result because everybody is sending there. So finally, we were given the go signal. So nakakakuha na kami. So yung mga negative patients, sinafast track namin na discharge so that yung mga new cases that are PUIs, na-admit namin before doing all those tests. And if it is just a mild na PUI naman, we send it, meron kami mga centers that our mayor has volunteered, no, to renovate and everything, and there are some hotels who volunteer also. So yung mga mild PUIs namin, pinapadala namin doon sa Malagos Rehab Center, and we also have a doctor there and nurses to monitor them. And then mag-open kami starting tomorrow yung ALS. I forgot what is ALS. It is para mga dormitory type yata yun siya. Na we will also house those who have mild or no symptoms but awaiting the results or those who were exposed but they are asymptomatic. So
parang
pinipaper namin this 17.
Kamusta po yung mga healthcare workers natin, yung mga frontliners natin? Kasi napapabalita po sa Maynila na marami na yung nagkukulang o marami na yung na-overwork dahil nga yung iba, sumasama na yung pakiramdam. So kamusta naman po dyan sa Davao?
So far kasi dito sa SPMC, we are the biggest hospital kasi, so we have more healthcare workers, but syempre na-deplete din, pinapa-rest kasi namin, and then we also, some who were exposed to these patients, quarantine din namin. Medyo nababawasan, but I was informed by our admin that they are hiring more new nurses. It's just that we had to train them also, because kung hindi sila trained, baka magkamali, mahawa sila. Medyo sa, we're just arranging some kinks kasi syempre there's some patients na kailang intubate, everybody is afraid, no?
Mm-hmm.
But we are providing them all the PPEs, thank you sa aming generous Davao na donors. We have until now, we still have mga PPEs, N95, no? Yung mga goggles. So far, hindi pa nauubos naman. Marami kasing nagdo-donate from our, dito sa Davao na mga people.
So
I am just thankful that they are supportive to our hospital. Marami nagpapadala, even food, nagpapadala sila for our frontliners. I am just thankful for that.
Sa mga nakausap ko ng mga doktor sa Maynila, marami ang nagpapadala ng pagkain. So, nakakatulong po ba to sa moral ng mga healthcare workers?
Of course naman, it is helpful to them kasi syempre hindi na sila mag-isip saan sila kukuha ng pagkain, anong kakain nila for that day. Even the my medtechs, no, yung nagpo-perform ng test, no, syempre they're also tired doing the test because it's a very tedious doing the examination for the yung PCR test. So nagpapadala din kami din ng food sa kanila, yung mga other staff, nurses, not only the doctors. I made sure that those on the front lines, not just the doctors, but the nurses, even the those housekeeping, pati mga medtechs, we made sure na nabibigyan sila ng food coming from the support from the Davao.
Paano po ninyo sinisimula ng bawat shift? Dahil hindi po natin maiiwasan na ang bubulaga sa atin sa mga balita, lalo na itong nakaraan, yung mga namatay na mga doktor na dahil sa COVID o yung mga na-infect o yung mga under quarantine. So ano po, paano pong ginagawa ninyo sa pagsimula ng bawat shift?
There's a duty sa kanila. Pinapa-duty namin at least sa doctors, they are on the 7-day shift. I'm just thankful sa aming residents. Ayaw nga nila ng 7. Gusto nila continuous daw para less ang ma-expose. No, we do not want that because magpapagod din sila, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So 7 days sila nag-duty every 3 days, pero nagkukan din sila sa OPD, nagtutulong pag hindi sila off-duty. And then after 7 days, we do the test for them just to make sure hindi sila nahawa. Kasi sometimes hindi natin naman ma-assure na merong complete yung hindi nagkaroon ng break, but we always make sure na hindi sila nagkakaroon ng break sa protocol. Okay, so merong nagtitingin sa kanila pag don and off, and then after 7 days we test them and we let them rest, go on a parang kina-quarantine namin. Hindi naman sila because nahawahan sila, but we also want them to get rested para naman get back their energy and yung kanilang mind ma-rest and all those pressures, ma-lessen yung stress. Okay. Sa nurses naman, 4 days sila na naka-duty na shifting, and I think naka 3 days pa sila naka-off din, and we also test them.
Umuwi po ba sila sa mga pamilya nila?
Hindi. We are housing them because, as I've said, meron namang generous na mga taga-Davao na may hotels.
Mm-hmm.
We are letting them stay there. Kasi, sa mga hotels na nag-volunteer, doon sila pinapastay.
O kasi po, parang nilalagay rin sa panganib yung mga kamag-anak, hindi ba? Dahil naka-expose, hindi nyo alam.
Yeah, that's why we house them. We provide them even the food. Some hotels, nag-volunteer even their food binibigay. Some, it is our dietary naghahatid, and some nga yung binibigay ng mga Davaoenos na food, binibigay namin sa kanila. So, we are trying our best to give the support aside from moral, but also the logistics, no, doon sa aming mga frontliners.
Meron po kong nakikita mga balita na yung mga frontliners hindi pinapasakay sa jeep, sa taxi. Meron po bang mga pagsisika para maiwasan ito?
Our mayor, kasi kinausap na namin, we also have a representative from our ranks who talks directly to our mayor of any problems like that. We inform her, so she already made nagsalita na siya sa radio and TV, telling them na whoever is caught doing that those things sa mga healthcare workers will be dealt accordingly.
Paano po kayo, sa personal po ninyo, paano nyo pinapangalagaan yung sarili nyo? Siyempre, nami-miss nyo rin yung pamilya ninyo.
I'm actually eating alone in my room. Binibigyan ako ng sister ko ng food sa labas ng room ko, and then I eat alone just to make sure I do not mingle with them. And then when I go out, I make sure pagbalik, nahubad ko na yung isa kong naka-double kwan ako, may shirt ako, then I make sure I remove it, place it in a, may dala-dala din ako mga plastic bags para din pasok, and then I go down my car, binababad ko muna yung shoes ko dun sa chlorine, yung parang foot bath, and then I do not bring that inside our house, no? And then lahat ng things ko, ako lang yung sa akin lang din. And then I just instruct my sister and her family to take precautions, like yung mga food na dinideliver, no? To clean it, wipe it with sodium hypochlorite or alcohol before touching it and those things.
So,
and then, of course, when I go to the hospital, I wear the mask and social distancing with my residents when I talk to them. And then when we discuss the cases, we do the Zoom teleconference with all the consultants to discuss those admitted patients, what should be done, what are the other things that should be done. Those are the things that we're doing through telecon para less, again, yung contact with each other.
Nagagamit talaga ng husto ang teknolohiya sa panahong ito.
In fact, dito sa Davao, we started the 911 kasi we closed all the OPDs dito sa SPMC, and definitely it created a big impact dun sa mga patients namin. So we have coordinated sa 911 through one of our doctors, ipopone patch with us some volunteers na pediatrician and internist. So that if a patient wants to consult, meron kaming advertisement that you call 911 and you will be patched to a doctor, an internist if you need an internist, and a pediatrician if you need a pedia ang consult mo, okay? And doon sila magko-consult. And then if they need a prescription, isi-send din ng doctor doon sa 911, and 911 will send the prescription to the patient. And our mayor has already talked with all the pharmacy here in Davao to honor that cell phone prescription. Mm-hmm. And then once it is served, it will be deleted by the pharmacist who have served them para hindi siya ma-abuse.
Yung OPD po, yun yung po yung outpatient. So yung mga kumukonsulta lang.
Most of the doctors are not having their clinic anymore because we said because we're on a lockdown, they do not want also to be exposed and of course all the patients to the hospital. So we limit the entry and exit of patients going to the hospital. So one way doing that is no OPD. So lahat your consultation, you go to call 911, and if you have a phone number of your doctors, then you call your doctors direct.
Maraming salamat, Dr. Yvette Barrios mula Southern Philippine Medical Center.
Okay.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.